Hello, friends. We're back. My guests today are D'Angelo Reyes and David Leppert, and we had lots of fun in the Old West in this musical inspired by a roller coaster. We had a lot of fun on this episode, and in part two, got into some musical improv and nerding out. You can watch this episode and part two on our YouTube and follow us on Instagram, and you can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Music or our newly established Spotify feed. So if you're listening on Spotify, it would be extra helpful if you could review us there. Thanks so much for listening and reviewing, and hope you enjoy the episode. Hello, welcome to the musical version. I'm your host, Philip Labus. Thank you for coming to the pod. I've got two wonderful guests today, but before I introduce them, give it up for Tim Newman on the drums. And today, stealing the Greg cam and on keys for the very first time while also improvising, it's me, Philip.
Yay! Woohoo!
So that's a funny way to intro the band. On the band, it's me. I also have two wonderful guests. Hello, David Leppert.
Hello.
And D'Angelo Reyes.
Hey.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming onto the pod. I've been so hoping to have you on, and here you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm so excited to be here.
So it's Saturday. We're here. We're all together. We're going to improvise a musical. Everything's going to be made up. And you guys have been doing lots of musical improv in your life these
heaven.
Days.
My ideal life, heaven. Yeah.
Yes. But tell me something that's going on with you guys that is outside of that world. Like, what's been going on with you?
Well, my family was just in town.
Oh, cool.
And it's like, you know, I don't know. It's when you're a family of adults, it's a different dynamic. We went to Knott's Berry Farm.
Oh, cool.
It was really fun. But I think my favorite moment of the day was, you know, we did all the coasters, we did all the fun stuff, but they have a ride there called the Calico Mine Train.
Oh, the best.
Yeah. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not. Tell me about it.
It's really wacky. It's like lots of audio animatronics, so lots of humanoid robotic figures, and it's like set in a glory hole, so a big mining cavern.
What?
Yeah, so you're in the train, you go around the glory hole, and it's just, it's so, yeah, I know, and they literally on the ride, they're like, welcome to the glory hole.
And it's a huge reveal. It's like a cinematic reveal of this like multi-level cave system.
It's this huge, set with lots of animatronics and things happening, and it's just weird and kitsch and campy and the kind of thing that I love.
Yeah.
And so it was really special to go on that with my brother and sister and kind of watch them watch it and then get off of it and them be like, we want to do that one again. It was like that. We are siblings. Like, we are.
Right. That's the thing we have in common, is that we both love this insane mining town roller coaster.
Yes. Yeah. We would rather do this than the huge coasters in the park. It's like, this is
are there
obsession.
A bunch of coasters, but this one's like the campy bad one.
This is like
one.
Slow. It's not even a coaster. It's like a slow moving train.
Oh, like almost like
scenes.
A log flume.
Kind of.
Where
yeah.
it's, I'm thinking of, there's like a Bayou Disneyland ride where a lot of it is, it's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm mixing that up with something else. But
I might be wrong about this fact. I'm under the impression, because this Mine Train ride opened in the mid to early 60s, and I think this is right of Walt Disney writing that and getting the inspo for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Like, it predates
that
the original
ride. That would surprise me, yeah.
How do you guys feel about mining times in general? What do you think of them? I don't know much about mining
it's
times.
It's just so, I've thought about it, and it's so crazy to me that so much infrastructure and people would move out to California. Just, I don't know. It's just literally wild to me that happened.
Yeah.
All on the hope that they would strike gold and make all this money.
Yeah.
And it started all these towns.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's a rare, you don't get much old American history, things that last, just from how cities are made. And because they were also out there in the wilderness, you get the ghost towns. And they're just the fact that they're still there, and because of the climate, they don't really decay. They just
right,
dry
you can
up.
Go oh, out wow, to like desert yeah. ghost towns where yeah. it's like, oh, this town came up so quickly and then evacuated almost immediately when it's just like, oh, the gold's not
there,
which is one day I believe how people will feel about the crypto.com arena.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
We travel now.
Well,
to an old mining town in California.
Here we are. I'm finding a lot of clay where I'm digging. I don't know about you two.
You Eustace, I'm coming up with nothing but gravel, I say. Yeah.
I've been searching out just about everywhere out there.
Yeah.
I ain't found a lick of gold yet.
No.
But I'm holding on to that dream, fellas.
I am too.
I left behind everything back in Minnesota, A.
Oh, yeah.
Everything in Minnesota, A.
I left my accent back there, too. Yeah. I quickly adopted this one.
Oh, yeah. I didn't talk like this in Minnesota.
No.
Not at all.
But a couple years out in that hard desert landscape, or chipping away at those barely flowing rivers looking for gold, it'll drive you mad.
Yes,
it will.
Sir.
And I'm not mad. I'm perfectly sound.
Yeah.
I know that if I keep sifting, just keep sifting, something shiny's gonna show up in that pan. I know it.
One day.
One day.
Praying for gold. I'm praying for gold. There's gold out in those mountains, I've been told. Praying for gold, praying for gold. There's gold out in those mountains, I've been told.
Yeah, I left everything behind. Left my two kids and my loving wife.
Ooh, I left behind a kid. Cat named Wilson.
Wilson.
Cause I know I'll be swimming in gold soon.
Cause we're praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold. I'll be praying and a looking and a searching till the day that I'm old.
Cause we're praying for gold.
Me when it gets cold.
Now you can't call me lazy. I'm working out here and I'm gonna work till I go crazy.
I'll be a madman in the fields or on the rivers, you see. I don't need anything else, don't need no love or a family. I'm praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Yeah, my house back east, it is sold.
It's been sold.
Praying for gold. Praying for gold.
And though it may seem like a bust, as the weeks go on and on,
and it may seem like there's nothing left to keep our will so strong,
and it may seem like I'm losing my mind and I can't seem to find a speck of gold.
Praying for gold. I hope I can get some. If I may be so bold.
So bold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
Praying for gold.
We're all three out here praying for gold.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I am so happy that your father is not here anymore. It is such a relief to me.
Oh, Mama.
What is it? What is it, Patience?
I miss Papa sometimes, but then I remember the rambling and the drinking and all the goings about, and I don't miss him so much.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're all, you know, conditioned to you love your father and all that, but sometimes he got these crazy ideas, and I'm relieved he's not here anymore.
Eww, out on the west by myself with my crazy ideas.
Yeah, sometimes I think about him and imagine him out there. I can just see him saying,
out there in the West with my crazy ideas.
Oh, yeah, it's like his voice is still in my head, you know.
Hey, yeah. I'm drinking.
But the truth is, I'm glad it's just you and me, Ma. Patience and virtue.
That's who we are. Yeah. And that's what we have.
Yes.
Although, the virtue part is seeming a little less interesting to me now that your father's gone.
Oh? You mean not just your name, Virtue, but also the virtues, Ma?
Well, I've always tried to live up to my name, but now that he's gone, I might want to try other things.
Well, what kind of things, Ma? You can tell me. I'm fresh 18, you know.
Well, your father, he's never let me go out and play horseshoes before.
Horseshoes, Ma? We can't go out and play horseshoes. That's men's work.
I know. You know what they say, a woman cursed is a woman who touches a horseshoe.
The shoe of a horse. Devil's work, of course.
Of course. Well, shall we try?
Oh, Ma, I don't know. I don't know if this is such a good idea, but I am interested.
Come on, patience. Maybe patience is something you gotta give up, just like I'm giving up my virtue.
Maybe.
There is nothing else I love more in the world than being a Christ-like woman with my Christ-like girl. But there is something in this world I've wanted to do, and it's to finally touch that curvy horseshoe.
Give me them sins.
I wanna sin just a little bit. Give me sins.
Give me them sins.
I wanna sin just a little bit. Sin just a little bit.
Ma, I'm kinda interested in what you're talking about. I think when the next time show some ankle when I go out.
Oh yeah, and
maybe they'll let me turn on the radio.
Yeah,
I know that's a sin, but those radio waves is where I wanna go. So give me that
sin.
Yeah, give me that
sin.
That I kinda like. And maybe if we're crazy and we're really, really crazy, we could go ride
on a bike. Sin.
Come and give me that
sin.
Me and my mama gonna
sin
every night.
Every night and day, babe.
Sin.
Now we finally gonna
win.
Cause we're gonna
sin.
We gotta close up this town.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got to close up this town.
This town is dead.
This town is dead, and we must remove everybody and make it a ghost town.
Oh. It's, I know we haven't had much success out here, but I don't know exactly how to close down a town.
Yes, like, what do we do about the water and the children and the women and everyone else?
Yes, I've closed down a store before. You sweep the floor, and you turn the lanterns down, and it's closed.
And I've closed a folder before.
Yes.
You just flip the folder to its final page, and it's closed.
It's pretty darn simple to close.
But a town is a living, breathing thing.
I guess it's not really closed until the last person leaves. And there's still one person in town who refuses to leave, holding on to his dream.
That's right.
He's the man who left his wife and children behind. You know the one.
Yes, Eustace.
Yeah, Eustace Perkacuddy.
Oh.
Did someone say my name?
Eustace!
Eustace!
Mr. Perkacuddy, listen, we need to close the town down.
Huh. It's not generating enough income. It might as well be a ghost town.
No, ghost town, schmost town, I know. And I know that I will be coming across my gold anytime soon.
We've searched every river, nooked every cranny. There's nothing to be found out here, Eustace. You're crazy. You'll never find gold.
Well, if I'm not finding gold, I'm probably looking in the wrong place, then.
We agree.
We're telling you all the places we've looked. We've lifted every leaf. We've twisted every pond.
But we haven't searched deeper and deeper into the ground.
You're not the ground?
Ground?
Gold in the ground?
My presumption was it only came through the rivers. That's
sifted
why
through the rivers and kind of at ground level.
Yes.
Well, have you boys heard of a glory hole?
I have heard vaguely from my brother what something like that is.
I recall word of a glory hole back in my time in York.
Yes,
New
it's
York.
Kind of an East Coast thing.
Well, those fancy ideas made their way to Minnesota, where I come from.
Yes.
And tell us about this glory hole. What is it? What's it for?
Is it safe?
Now, boys, I'll tell you in my own way, the only way I know how. Minnesota, where I come from, I heard do tell of a place bountiful, of metal so rich and pure, stuck deep inside the ground. It's true, I tells you, it's true, I know for sure. I'm here for the glory, I'm here for the glory, for the glory hole. I'm here for the glory, for the glory, for the glory, ho. Listen, boys, when you get past maybe 20 to 30 feet under the bedrock of common sandstone, the caverns open up. They open up real wide and big to a circular hole-like place so deep.
Here for the glory.
Here for the glory. For the glory hole.
Glory hole.
Here for the glory. I'm here for the glory.
Magical couldn't exist today. Otherwise, people would be spending their time there all day long each day.
Yes, and what I've heard from my brother is that you prepare and then you go into this glory hole with plenty of men.
I'm here for the glory. Out there, we'll go from town to town in search of the glory.
Glory,
glory.
can fellow canaries, do you feel as if, like, I don't know, like we're being set up for something down here?
I think so. We haven't left our cage, and I'm getting antsy.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, normally, like, my brothers and sister canaries, like, they get to, like, be in fancy houses with, like, drapes and things, and, like, I don't know, we're, like, down here, like, in a hole, and I don't know if this feels safe.
And guys, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I feel like my and our sense of, like, what's gonna happen next is really good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's been so many things I was right about. Remember how I nailed it right up top when I said Gina and Carlo were gonna get married?
Exactly.
And
yeah.
Then I was right away. And then remember when I said we'd all be moving out here to California in a few years, and I was right?
Yeah, and I was excited at first for all the wide open spaces.
Yeah.
And then I, like, predicted. I knew how many eggs that, like, I was gonna lay the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you guys said like two or three, but I popped out five.
Yeah. We have a really good sense of what's gonna happen next. We're like the proverbial canaries in a coal mine.
Yeah. I've never heard that term before, but
you,
like,
haven't heard that?
No.
I don't know what it's for because, you know, I've only this is my first time down in a coal mine.
Maybe
but
it's
I have a bad feeling about
Yeah. Like we're being set up for something.
Something maybe kind of bad.
Hey, you birds.
Hey.
I'm just a miner working down here. And if you could understand English, you'd know. We just bring it down here in case gas leak. Mm. That's right, if there's a gas leak, we know canaries die from it first, so we let you die first as kind of a warning to us, because our bigger lung capacity doesn't get affected by the gas. Anyway, back to work. Hi-de-dum-de-dum-de-do.
No, as I do not understand English, but using context clues, it sounded rather bad.
Yeah, he was going like,
pointing
you
his
know,
fingers
I
at
was
us.
Seeing a parakeet the other day. My parakeet is my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
He said, allow yourself to imagine the best version.
Right.
Do you think maybe we're down here for our wonderful canary expertise?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What are
right.
they?
What if things go right, says my parakeet?
Yeah.
Maybe we gotta just think more positively about this. Yeah.
What if we're just down here to fly free and show them a better life?
Yeah. Or we can lead them to finding silver or diamonds.
Yeah. Or maybe we're here just to, you know, let them know how many eggs are rotten or not. You know, we have a lot of egg knowledge.
Yeah.
Mostly eggs.
Yeah.
But mostly the point eggs. Is, things could work out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No one says they can.
Yeah.
No one.
Sure, we're stuck in a cage. Yeah, we're stuck in a cage, and that don't look so great. But maybe things will turn around, and then they'll be first rate. Sure, our wings are clipped, and we aren't too fast, and we're stuck here underground. But if we turn it around a bit, then I kinda like the sound.
Yes, we're all down here in the mine, but I think it's gonna work. Not be in my very own nest, but I can imagine the best.
Looking on the bright side, if we're looking on the bright side. Looking on the bright side, sure we're looking on the bright side. Now we're looking on the bright side. Yeah, we're looking on the bright side. And everything will turn out fine.
Maybe you are here because you have a grip. You can help all those humans with their relationships.
And they'll come to you for advice, and you'll fix it up in time. And you'll know, they'll also have a great time.
And maybe instead of dying soon enough, we'll all be flying. Yeah, be flying back to our home, back in old Paraguay. Yes, we'll all be super happy, and the band will be so snappy. I'm sure we will one day when we look on the bright side. Looking on the bright side.
Nothing to run and hide, cause looking on the bright side.
Looking on the bright side.
Looking on the bright side.
Don't need to hide, cause we're looking on the bright side.
I know that I can
help the humans change their moods. 'Cause I've got all the expertise on the breakfast foods.
And I can make them feel better with my colors and make them enjoy the company of their brothers.
I'll help these humans see the latest batch, 'cause you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch.
And I'll help them also in various bird-related ways. I'm not sure what they are yet, but I know I will someday when I
look on the bright side. Look on the bright side.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Look on the bright side. Look on the bright side. Look on the bright side.
Well, 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 well. The birds led us to a dead end again.
Oh.
Yes. Eustace, you told us we'd be seeing results. We've
yes.
gone down a million empty roads.
We've kept the town open, just as you've asked. We've created this large glory hole, which, from my understanding, is a bit of a downer from what I thought it was going to be. And now we're at a dead end. These birds are, again, no gold.
We've left a litter of dead birds behind us, 20 to 30 dead canary birds, all looking optimistic as they went.
Yes.
And Eustace, not a single result, no gold. Why can't you just admit, pack it in, let us close the town, and admit that you're wrong and go back to your patience and virtue back in Minnesota, IA.
Oh, 'cause I'm not crazy. I tell you, I'm not crazy. I have to prove to patience and virtue that I can do it and that I'm not crazy. But wait. I have an idea.
Another idea, Eustace. The first one got us nowhere.
Yeah, we've been searching around in these glory holes for weeks. Nothing. What, another crazy idea? I don't know if I can take it.
Maybe the gold was under my nose the entire time.
What does that mean?
Yes, elaborate.
If this town is sinking down, then it looks like we gotta go back to Minnesota, A.
Huh?
What?
Maybe the answer's there with my patience and my virtue.
You mean spiritually your answers are there or literal gold?
Literal gold! Maybe the answer's in there.
So you are on a mission for gold, regardless of the location, and you believe it to be back where you were.
Clearly, if this state ain't working out, that's what I have to say.
Well, then you best go back to them, I suppose.
And you boys aren't coming with me?
No. I see another vision for this town now that we've hollowed out all this underground space. I imagine one day a theme park. Roller coasters.
Roller coasters?
Have you? Yes. It's a...
I know what a roll is. It's one of those things you put in a player piano.
Yeah.
Yes? And you know how to coast. You've been doing it your whole career,
you
Jerry.
You know me, yeah. Frederick.
But a roller coaster, it's a doohickey contraption. A sort of frivolity where you... Mm. It's like riding a horse, but in a circle on metal.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I'll work on it for a few years.
A theme park.
Well.
Yes.
And we can all go in and enjoy. I'm imagining places where you can get something called a funnel cake.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever heard of one of those?
Oh, I know what a funnel is.
Yeah.
We siphon our oil with it.
Absolutely.
And I love
cake. And I know what a cake is. I've been one my whole life.
Oh, Frederick, yeah. You. Well, it's a simpler kind of indulgence, a delicacy that you perhaps could get at one of these theme parks.
Oh, yes. Mm. I imagine a beautiful place where your worries fade away and there's nothing but amusement and frivolity. And I slowly increase the price over many decades
yes.
until it's financially unaffordable for most people in the town where it's built.
Perhaps at one point we
We prioritize entertainment for the guests,
yes.
But because that's the easiest thing to cut, we slowly cut entertainment over the years.
Yes.
The product gets worse, but the margins are greater.
But the dream of the place is beautiful.
I can see it now. Stanchions. You know what a stan in is, stand in, and a shin?
Yes, and this is unrelated to both.
They are, yes. There's something you walk through at the front gate of this magical land. In this world, we run and hide. This life can be one wild ride. Yes, we all work so hard. Maybe there's a place where you can be a kid at heart.
In a magic place, you wanna burst into song. You get there and ride like three rides, 'cause the lines are kinda long. So you can pay for additional services that let you skip the line and go home and tell your friends you had an okay time.
Theme park. A theme park.
In high school, you get to go one night after it gets dark in a theme park.
I hear what your boys are saying, and I like the sound of that. Maybe I could win a prize.
Win a prize.
At a little stand full of stuffed animals. That sounds like one hell of a time.
And the stands will be manned by mostly burnouts.
Burnout teams.
Who are paid barely minimum wage.
Minimum wage.
They're smoking behind the communal rides. They're making themselves super high. That's the dream of your forefathers today.
A fireworks show after dark.
After dark. At the theme park. Mama.
Oh, yeah? What's up, Pete?
Mama, patience. Virtue. Mama, virtue. Ever since we've been able to do all the quote-unquote sins, we've been making so much money.
I know.
Turns out when you can read and produce material wealth.
And also have some fun doing amusement things like,
yes,
you know, playing hopscotch and horseshoes and,
yeah,
reading. Why, in public.
Putting all those things together, we've been able to both have a great time and amass a small fortune.
Yes, it's amazing what agency can do for ya.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, patience, it fills me with such joy to see the accomplishments that we've made.
Yes. And the fact that we don't have to share them with anyone. They belong to us, too.
Absolutely. It's so... I'm so glad. Your father is gone. And I, by the sound of it, he's not coming back.
Yes.
Ding, dong, dong, dong.
Oh, this, we spent all our money on that amazing doorbell.
The most advanced technology of his age.
Yes.
My patience, my virtue.
My Eustace.
Oh, no.
Oh, my.
I asked the milkman down the street where I could find you, and he upgraded from my little shack on the street down the way to this gorgeous, gorgeous mansion.
Yes, we live here now, Papa.
We moved up, yeah, we're living at the tallest house on the tallest hill.
Oh.
Because, you know, we're making money now. We're having a good life.
Oh.
I'm so sorry for leaving, and I'm sorry for being crazy and a drunk, but I found nothing. I found nothing out in California. I'm a fool.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Well, you left us, and I don't know how that's our problem, really.
Yeah, Papa, I'm sorry, but... And I'll always love you and care about you, but I don't think you should come inside.
I got nowhere to go. There's a crazy guy out there who wants to make a thing called a theme park. And I don't know, it just feels...
Is he harassing you?
Yeah, why is that bad for you?
I don't know, I just didn't like it.
Didn't like California?
I didn't like it.
Yeah, it's a dry heat out
it's
there.
Too hot.
Yeah.
You, like, miss the humidity of the East Coast,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, and the cold, cold winters.
Yes, the snow.
But why should we accept you back into our lives so easy like that? Why, we've got agency and purpose, and that's not just the names of my sisters. That's our virtues.
Yes.
Yes. Well, maybe it's time I serve you for a bit. I've been neglecting you for so long.
Eustace, you're a new man after California.
After being shamed financially and destroyed spiritually.
And having your mind broken by the idea of a themed amusement entertainment venture.
This just sounds so crazy to me. I don't think it could work.
So, what, you're saying you want to come back, but things will be different now?
Things will be different. I'll make the bed. I'll take you to school. I'll take you on a little date every Wednesday night.
A little I think I'd want a big date. Every Wednesday and Friday night.
That a big date it would be.
It seems like you two are negotiating.
Well, that's one of the skills I've gained.
Yeah.
You know,
when I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Negotiation.
What a beautiful name.
That's beautiful.
We'll call her Little Neggy.
Oh, let's not.
Very well. Can we negotiate that?
And that's what a new relationship is about. Negotiating your needs.
Perhaps. I know I want something new instead. I want to sleep on the right side of the bed. I want something and I want it to last. So now you're gonna make me my breakfast.
Oh, and maybe I like the right side of the bed, but I'm willing to give that up.
You better.
And then if I make you a healthy little breakfast, it'll be a bunch of eggs, which I love. It's a negotiation. A negotiation. Negotiation.
For love.
For love.
Negotiation.
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 For love.
Papa, from now on, you have to call me cool. And you have to hang out with me for several hours after school. And you have to do my breakfast. And you have to make my lunch. And you have to be nice to Mom and always be on time.
But if I'm going to do those things, my dear, you're coming with me to grab a beer.
That's good, because that's what I want to. I want to grab a beer. So on that negotiation point, things can be quite clear. It's negotiation.
Negotiation. Negotiation.
For our love.
For our love. Negotiation.
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 For our love.
Now here, as the mother, here's something I'll do. I want to negotiate that beer down to a juice.
But Mom, now I'm negotiating with you.
That's right.
I don't want to have juice. I want a beer and I want to.
You're under 21, and while this is an early age, I still think that it's not the age for you to drink.
I'm with your mother on this. I'm with your mother on this.
Don't try to turn the conversation, Dad. You're still on the hook in this negotiation.
Negotiation. Negotiation.
Negotiation
for love.
Negotiation,
negotiation,
negotiation
for love.
Let's sign the contract, put it in the deed. Let's do what we need and do it with some speed.
Yes, I would like
Something you two see, but you're gonna parent the twins' purpose and agency.
That sounds good to me. I'll sign on the dotted line. I guess doing that will be a really good time.
And if you don't do it, if you break your contract, well, you better watch out, Dad. You'll be flat on your back in this negotiation.
Negotiation. Negotiation. For love. Negotiation. Negotiation, negotiation for love.
Signed.
Well, here we are. Outside this park, this theme park.
Yeah.
It's like it almost sprang up overnight.
It's probably really safe for us if it sprang up overnight.
Yeah. You know, a few weeks ago, the three of us were inside of that bar complaining how we hadn't found any gold.
Yeah.
And we've been moping around for 3 weeks. But now look, here's this cute little enjoyable place for us to go inside, and it only costs a halfpenny.
Wow. Only one halfpenny, and that's all I got.
Well, that's all I got as well.
In fact, it's the last money I got. Probably I should save it or use it on a ticket to get back to my family. But I'm so sad and so down. The idea of being around themed characters seems kind of nice.
Yeah, I almost really want to go inside and maybe go to a whole, like, take a little car to a brand new location anywhere in the world. I don't know, so like an adventure or something.
Yeah, like a California adventure?
Yeah, something like that.
See, world's a fantasy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We've been stuck with so much reality, but, you know, I'm not totally sold on this idea.
Really?
Hello. Hi, you two.
Hi.
Hey. I'm a little bird. I've been hanging around here. I learned English.
Oh. Okay. What do you want, little bird?
Slap on my finger.
Well, I think y'all should pay your hair pennies and come on into the park.
Yeah? Why's that? We needed a little more convincing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful place. It's a place where you can be a kid. I've flown all around the park. Because I'm a bird, I get in for free.
Wow.
I get to play in the puddles. Need all the crumbs. Y'all can come in and eat.
Wait a minute. Look. Coming down off the horizon. Is that Eustace and his family?
Wow, that
driving
does
in
look
a
like
big fancy motorcade.
Whoa,
car.
Oh, yes. Eustace is dressed up as a chauffeur. That must have. I wonder how he got to be doing that.
Yeah, and look at his wife and daughter. Why, they're dressed in the finest pearls.
Stunning. You can see him from down the horizon.
Oh, wow, I'm so excited, Eustace. I'm so glad you talked us into coming here to Canary World.
I appreciate that, sweetheart, and I know I was so against it for so long, but I felt that compromise, that negotiation between my two loves, and I figured make you happy and let's take you there.
Yeah, plus Mom said she'd leave you if you didn't take us.
That's true.
I can see why they've, you know, built all these lovely big theme parks out here in California. It's like perfect weather all year round. Couldn't build something like this in Minnesota.
Or New York, for that matter.
Oh, no.
Right.
Just thought about a different city.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I could think of a different city, too. Detroit. Oh.
Yes, I suppose we could all think of different cities.
Hey, it's a family. It's a family. Hi, I'm Buster the Canary.
Hi, I'm Jeanette. I'm the daughter of the family.
Well, come into our park.
Oh. I said my name was Jeanette. I didn't mean that. My name is Virtue. Is Patience.
Patience, darling. I know the air's a little thinner here.
But in California, I'm taking a new Cali name, Jeanette.
Oh, hi, Jeanette.
Hi, Canary.
Would you like to go into a magical world of fantasy?
Sure would. My whole life is all just money and negotiations and finally a little bit of a joy, but never anything this great. Look at this place. Canary Land? World? Canary World.
Yes, it was all started with a dream and a glory hole.
Yeah.
And now it's a place for all sorts of people, canaries, prospectors, gentlemen, businessmen, and families.
Hi.
To be kids again.
Hi, come on up to the little, ticket booth. I'm gonna sell you something.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't need to pay, but you go up there. Oh, hi, we got all the money.
That's a lot of people, but that's 4 to 5 tickets. All right, here you go, folks. That's one little penny's worth.
Oh, wow. Here I am with my husband and my little girl. We're gonna spend a beautiful day in Canary World.
Here I am with my two friends from down at the bar.
That's us!
But when I'm here, my dreams don't seem quite as far. We're dreaming of rides.
Dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
Something kind of silly to lighten our lives. To lighten our lives. We're dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
When you're broke as a joke, well, you need something light in your life.
Negotiating, gotten my family together as we go to the entrance of a ride called Birds of a Feather. In the ride, you fly in a little bird-shaped vehicle as you soar over California.
The product of our negotiation of our love.
And we're the babies of the canaries.
Yes.
All the egg hatched and are fine. Now we live here in Canary Land, and we will for all time. We're dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
We're dreaming of rides.
A place into a farm.
And maybe tickets will rise and entertainment gets cut.
Gets cut. But if you live in California later on and you're feeling down, don't know what's going on.
And maybe someday this time will last and you can upgrade your single day ticket to an annual pass.
Annual pass.
Annual pass.
This song.
Yeah.
It's called... I think it's called... let's not go with anything to do with glory holes.
Yeah.
Canary Land?
Let's go with maybe Canary Land or like Dreaming of Gold.
Oh, yeah. Gold Park.
We'll keep meditating. We'll keep...
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I like it. Dreams. I like Gold Park. Great. Guys, if they want to stay in touch with you, and thank you so much for doing that. That was so fun.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
A lot of hits. If somebody wants to stay in touch with you on social media, where should they go?
Yeah, you can follow me at D Leppert, my first initial D, followed by my last name, Leppert, L-E-P-P-E-R-T. You can also listen to my podcast, which is actually all about theme parks.
Really?
Yes, it's called Annual Pass Holes, and you can find us on Instagram at Annual Pass Pod.
Yeah. D'Angelo, what about you?
Yeah, you can find me on my Instagram as well. That's D'Angelo 1260. It's just my name. And you can find me doing a lot of improv, and I work in theme parks too. So, perfect.
That's great. Well, thank you all so much for listening. And a reminder, if you haven't yet, to leave us a positive review. Stick around for the talk back where we'll be talking musical improv, getting a little nerdy. And we so appreciate you listening. And we'll be back next time. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And have a great day. Goodbye.